Listen to this news. Indonesian trade minister urges WTO reform at APEC, stresses global equity. Indonesia's trade minister, Zulkifli Hasan, took a pivotal stance at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, APEC, ministerial meeting in San Francisco, advocating for crucial reforms within the World Trade Organization, WTO. His address centered on rejuvenating the WTO's appellate body and dispute resolution processes, aligning with objectives for the 12th WTO Ministerial Conference set for June 2022 in Geneva, Switzerland. Minister Hasan emphasized the need for a fairer, more inclusive multilateral trading system, pointing to WTO reforms as key to this transformation. He articulated the importance of restoring the appellate body's function and enhancing dispute resolution efficacy. Hasan also shed light on necessary negotiations within the WTO, touching on agricultural issues, public stockholding, PSH, fisheries subsidies, intellectual property, and e-commerce. He stressed the WTO's role in environmental matters, cautioning against the misuse of trade policy under the guise of environmental protection. With regard to equitable economic growth, Hasan affirmed Indonesia's alignment with APEC economies. The focus is on ensuring trade and investment benefits reach all layers of society. Indonesia remains committed to promoting women, micro, small, and medium enterprises, MSMEs, in global markets, improving access to finance, and supporting women-led MSMEs in sectors with added value. Additionally, Hasan expressed concern over the escalating crisis in Gaza, stating that sustainable development cannot overlook humanitarian aspects. He condemned military actions against Gaza civilians, calling for a halt to violence and a sustained effort towards a ceasefire. The 2023 APEC ministerial meeting also concentrated on formulating inclusive economic and trade policies for a fair, prosperous future in the Asia-Pacific. A key discussion point was the San Francisco Principles on integrating inclusivity and sustainability into trade and investment policy, framing strategies for APEC's drive towards sustainable, inclusive trade and investment practices. Latest news, Canada-India trade on hold. Niger case takes spotlight.